Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Adina Bas Sheva, Bas Necha Gittel. Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yodea. We're going to be learning B'siyata Dishmaya, the Parish of Pesach Sheni, and Parishes Bahaloscha, V'yomur Anoshim Ha'ehema, Eilav, Anachnu Tmeim L'Nefesh Adam, L'man Nigra, L'Vilti Hakivis Korban Hashem M'moyadoi, B'soich B'nei Yisrael. So those people who were Tamei, the time of the Akrabas Korban Pesach in the Midbar, came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, "We're Tamei. Why should we lose out? Lama Nigra? Why should we be less and not be Makriv the Karban Hashem at the right time among the Jewish people?" So the Chora, there are a number of kashas here that we really have to understand. Number one, the kash of the Archaim HaKadosh. What's this time of Lama Nigra? Lama Nigra. Well, it's not fair. Well, why should we be less? You should be less because you're Tamei. If you're Tamei, you don't bring a carbon. So what's the question? Lamanigwa. You want there to be a new Torah? Oh, this doesn't work for me. So let's change the rules. There are people like that today who say that, but there's not Torah. Torah is their rules. You follow the rules. What do you mean, Lamanigwa? Why should we be any less? They're Tamei. Number two, from the Lashon of the Pasuk, it's mashma that they only had the Taina after it says, Vayasu es ha-Pesach berishon. So you have Pasuk Hey that says that they did the Pesach, and then they came around with their complaint. Why do they only come complain after they did the Pesach? Once they got the Tzibui, they should have said, "Oh, there's a Tzibui to bring a carbon Pesach, it's a commandment. Why can't we be like everybody else and bring it?" Why do they only make the complaint after the carbon Pesach was brought? Also, it says that they brought it Bayom Hahu. They brought this Korban Pesach on that day. V'lo yachlu la'asos ha-Pesach Bayom Hahu, v'yikrvu l'fnei Moshe l'fnei Aaron Bayom Hahu. They came before Moshe and Aaron on that day. So what's this emphasis on that day? So the fact that it says v'lo yochlu lasas ha-pesach b'yom ahu, that's already a drush in the Gemara Pesachim Tzadi Amid Beis. What's the v'yikrvu lasas ha-lefnei Moshe l'fnei Aaron b'yom ahu? What's the emphasis on that day? Of course on that day. When else would it be? Why would you think otherwise? What's the emphasis b'yom ahu? Also the pasuk says l'bilti hakav es korban Hashem b'moed b'seich b'nei Yisrael, among the Jewish people. What's this emphasis on b'seich b'nei Yisrael? Among the Jewish people. So the Netziv talks about this in the Emek Dover. And the Sefer Dibeir of the great Gon, who was Nifter 6 years ago, Yudalit Sivan, Hagoyin Agadol of David Yitzchak Mann. So he has a beautiful mahalach to explain Psukim and the general concept of Pesach Sheni. The Ramban, Pasuk Aleph, brings the Sifri that they made this Pesach in Midbar Sinai, and the Sifri says this was the only Pesach they brought in the Midbar. And the Rabban says, why? Why is this the only one? Why not bring it all 40 years? So the first answer he brings is that they weren't able to circumcise their children. They had children. Gemara says they didn't circumcise them because of Sakana. So Memela, can't bring a Korban Pesach if your child isn't circumcised. That's the halacha. It's one reason. Another reason is that they didn't bring the Korban Pesach, the rest of the Midbar, that this was the only one, is because, says the Ramban, the Korban Pesach only must be brought Ledoros. You don't have to bring the Korban Pesach in the Midbar. The Tzibu is only once they get to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael they bring Ledoros, but not in the Midbar. In the Midbar, there's no mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So why were they commanded to bring this Korban Pesach? Zok de Ramban, Zecher geulosam ve'anisim shenasu lehem v'lavo yiseyem, netak lehem min ha'ovos, haroam livneim, uvneim libneim, uvneim ledor acharon. So this is just to remember the miracles. This is not a classical Korban Pesach. The classical Korban Pesach is a din in the Torah, that every Pesach we have to bring a special Korban Pesach, because the Torah tells us to bring the Korban Pesach. It's a Korban like all Korbanos. But this Korban was this is not a regular Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach is only Kisavo El Aretz. It's only once you come to Eretz Yisrael. This Korban Pesach was a special Pesach that they made this year to remember the Nisim, and that it should be passed down from generation to generation. It was a different type of Korban Pesach. It wasn't the classical Korban Pesach. Classical Korban Pesach only chayav when they get to Eretz Yisrael. This is a special Korban Pesach to remember the Nisim and the Geula of Hashem, that it should be passed down for the generations. But outside of the regular category of Korban Pesach, which is a regular Korban, this is only special to remember the Nisim and to pass it down to the children. Because right now, it's the year right after they left, the year after they left. So you want to get Chaperayim this year, do it, so you remember Tzias Mitzrayim, and then you can give it to the children. That's the whole point of our religion. You want to give it to the children. Pass it on. The whole point. The major point. And with this we can answer the Kash of the Orachayim HaKadosh. The Orachayim HaKadosh says in the Pesukim Aleph and Beis, V'yidaber Hashem Moshe ben Bar Sinai b'shan Hashem Yisaseitzim Eretz Yisrayim b'chodesh Rishon Lemor V'yasu b'nei Yisrael sapesach b'moado. Hashem spoke to Moshe ben Bar Sinai in the second year when they left Egypt in the first month, and they made the Pesach. Rechaim HaKadosh all made a very interesting nekuda. How come the Poet Torah usually says first the Chodesh and then the year, first the month, then the year? Here it says first the year, then the month. Why this difference? She said, B'Chodesh HaRishon B'Shana HaShenis. And he also asked, why did it say Vayasu, and they made the Pesach? Just say B'chodesh HaRishon Leimor V'yasu B'nei Yisrael Sapesach Mo'odah. What does it mean? And they did it. And what? What's it connecting to? Something before it. What's the Vava Chibor? And also here it doesn't say Dabro B'nei Yisrael Leimor. It just says V'yidaber Hashem Moshe B'dvar Sinai B'shan HaShenis V'saytzim Eretz Yisrael B'chodesh HaRishon Leimor V'yasu B'nei Yisrael Sapesach Mo'odah. Why didn't say B'dabro B'nei Yisrael Leimor Las Sapesach? Tell the Jewish people to do it. But based on what the Ramban says, we understand beautifully that this isn't a regular Korban Pesach. This is a different inyan. This is the remember the Nisan that it should be passed on for all the generations. And therefore they're only commanded once. One special time. You remember it. To give it over to the kids and their kids and their kids and their kids. So when did Hashem give it? Dafka in the second year. First year they were leaving Mitzrayim, they already did a Mitzrayim. And then the second year, Hashem said, Chaperayim, now you got to do a Korban Pesach. Don't wait till the third year, the fourth year. So therefore the Pasuk emphasizes, no, no, B'shan HaShenis. First it says the second year. Doesn't wait and first tell the month. Because the whole 4 years that it's the second year. That it's right after, it's Samach to the year that they left Egypt. It's in the right next to the year. The year after they left Egypt, they had to do one now to remember the Nisim for all the generations. So therefore the Torah had to tell us, first B'shan HaShenis. Now we understand the Vav HaChibur. And they did the Pesach. The Vayasu is connected to the B'shan HaShenis. Because it was the second year, and now they have to do the Pesach. And they also can't say Dabro B'nei Yisrael Leimor. That would be a Hefsek, because then the Pasuk would say that Hashem spoke to Moshe, and he tell on the second year, first month, tell B'nei Yisrael to make the Pesach. No, the tell B'nei Yisrael will be a Hefsek. We want to juxtapose the Vayasu to the B'shan HaShenis to show you that it's because it's the second year Dafka. Specifically for that reason, that you want to pass it over to your kids. And now we understand the Taina of Lama Nigra. Because normally, in a chinami, if a person's Tameh, he can't bring a carbon. Those are the carbonus rules. But this was an extraordinary carbon. It wasn't a regular carbon. Zeh korban charik, zeh korban yotzei min haklal. This was the carbon Pesach that they were bringing, not out to regular carbon Pesach. Korban Pesach, what's the rule of Korban Pesach? Only in Eretz Yisrael. When they get there, Kisavo. The Torah says. But this was a special Korban Pesach that didn't meet the normal conditions of Korban Pesach. Oh, but Zoy, it doesn't meet the normal conditions of Korban Pesach. Bevakasha. Why are we any less? Why shouldn't we bring it Petumah? If anyway it's not a regular Korban, and you're not fulfilling the normal requirements, so then why all of a sudden are we being pedantic about us being Tameh? Lama Nigra, ze lo fair, as they say in modern Hebrew. We should also be able to bring. It's not a classical carbon, it's just Lizikaron. So let us also bring Lizikaron. And also now we understand why they only did it after the Asiyah, because Lechora, only after the Asiyah, they understood that there was something different about this carbon. No raya for this in the Pasuk, but from the fact they did it after the Asiyah, it must be they only came to this Havana, that this is a different type of carbon, after they did it. And therefore only after they did it, they came with their complaint. And that's why it says, Vayikrevu Bayomahu. Why Bayomo on that day? Because it was on that day. Because it was that day, they had this tine of Loma Nigra. What is special about that day? That day they were in the desert. Hey, we're in the desert. It's a different time. We're not in Eretz Yisrael. So why shouldn't we be able to bring the carbon? And that's why it says, B'soich b'nei Yisrael, we're among the Jewish people. Just like the Jewish people don't meet the normal requirements because they're not in Eretz Yisrael, we also don't. Pabbas Gemba keeps emphasizing, B'soich b'nei Yisrael, because that's the emphasis here is that the Jewish people are bringing it and we're among them. So they're also not doing the regular meeting the requirements, so we aren't either. So just like they're bringing it, we should also be able to bring it. So now we also can understand, we now move to the field of halacha, the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says that Pesach Sheni is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. We pass him like Rebbe that Sheni is not a tashlim on the Rishon, that if somebody misses the first carbon, the second carbon doesn't fill in for the first carbon. And even a ger Sheni, you can have to look in the whole sugya, there's a lot of different lumdas there. But one of the things we learn is that a ger who is misgayer in between the two Pesachs has to bring Pesach Sheni. If it was a tashlum and if it was a makeup, then if you weren't chayv in the first, you weren't chayv in the second, but it's not a makeup. So ger is misgayer in between has to bring the carbon Pesach Sheni. So Rav Daniel Abavli, I don't know what he looked like, but I can tell you where he lived. Rav Daniel Abavli is tamei on the Rambam, as discussed by Rav Yochanan Fischel Perel in the Sefer in the Rasag Mitzvah Seinu Zayin. Still, how can you see there are two mitzvahs and you can't bring two karbanos? The fact if you brought the first korban Pesach Rishon, can't bring Pesach Sheni. So how can the Rambam say it's two mitzvahs? But based on what we said, we understand. If it was a tashlum in the Rishon, it's only a makeup. So then, in a chinami, it has the same din as the Rishon. But since it's not tashlum in the Rishon, the din is that it has a special status. I mean, understand why it's not a tashlum in the Rishon. It has a different din. It has a different geder. It has a different nature. Because this is just Zecher L'Nisim, this carbon Pesach that they brought in the Midbar. And therefore, even if somebody wasn't Chayv in Pesach Rishon, they still have to bring Pesach Sheni. Because it's a different Mahus, this carbon. Even the Doros. According to the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, according to Rebbe, if somebody didn't bring Karban Rishon B'mezid and they bring Pesach Sheni, they're still Chayav Kares. Because Pesach Sheni isn't Pesach Rishon, they miss Pesach Rishon. It's a din, it's another din, it's an under a din, as they say in the yeshivas. And even according to the Rambam Paskin, there's a lot of discussion about this in the Sefer, in the Yad, the Rambam Motke Paskin, that if somebody brought Pesach Sheni, then he's not Chayav Kares, that's because Sof Sof he brought a Karban Pesach. But that doesn't mean that Pesach Sheni is a makeup for the Pesach Rishon. Pesach. So he brought Korban Pesach category A, Korban Pesach category B. He did a different category of Korban Pesach. At least he brought it, so. But it's not the same carbon. It's a different gather. He's not including the Pasuk of Echodo Me'asos HaPesach. That's Mechayiv Karis. I ain't Shem in the Sugan Tzadi Gimel. So if the Rambam would have included in the Sefer HaMitzvahs what's not Noeg L'Doros, he would have included this carbon. Pesach Sheni is a different mitzvah. So even now that he's only co-writing what's Noeg L'Doros, he's also going to, because the Pesach Sheni we're bringing L'Doros is just a hemshech of this Pesach Sheni. It's the same gather. The Pesach Sheni, it's a different category. It's Zecher L'Nisim. And Memela, the Rambam codified it as a separate mitzvah. And we can also explain now the Bahag. Bahaloch is Gedolos. He says that Pesach Sheni is in the minyan of mitzvah HaMesuris L'Tzibur. It was given to the community. Which makes us scratch our head in wonderment. What do you mean mitzvah is given to the community? It was given to the miyutim. It's only if the rov didn't bring Pesach Rishon, if the miyut didn't bring Pesach Rishon, they bring Pesach Sheni. It has to be a miyut kol. That's the only time we have Pesach Sheni. So why is it mitzvah samasuris letzibur? So if there's not a tzibur that you bring Pesach Sheni, so Pesach Rishon is on the yechidim and Pesach Sheni is on the tzibur. How do you understand that? Rav Yochanan Fischer Perle discusses this at length, and he also asks that it's weird that the Bahag says that by Pesach Rishon achila is a mitzvah, nasi is a separate mitzvah, but by Pesach Sheni it's one mitzvah. Ich mevini mitzvah. Based on what we said, we understand beautifully. That this mitzvah of Pesach Sheni is not an inyan miyuchad on the yachid. It's not about the yachid. It says Vayasu b'nei Yisrael, Laman nigra b'seich b'nei Yisrael. This emphasis on b'nei Yisrael. It's a mitzvah in the tzibur. That what? That is a tzibur, quad tzibur. They have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zecher legulasim. It's an inyan miyuchad ador acharon, and that's mechayev kol Yisrael. And remela, all the yachidim who didn't do it, may have to do it. So you're right, it's only if it's a miyud kol, it has to be less than 50%. But it's a mitzvah on the tzibur for the community to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the whole point. And therefore, it's mitzvah samasuris letzibur. How he enumerates it there, because this is for the community to remember Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban, Shteltsu the Ramban with the Bahag, and their nights and night shirich. The reason that it's considered a mitzvah at Tzibur is because it's for the Tzibur to remember the Nisim. And we also understand why by Pesach Rishon there are two mitzvahs, by Pesach Sheni is only mitzvahs, one mitzvah. Pesach Rishon is a mitzvah of Achila and Asiya. They're each independent mitzvahs. But here, there's one mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Zecher legulasam, that it should be remembered l'dor acharon. That's only one mitzvah. You're right. There are two aspects to the mitzvah, two elements. It's only one mitzvah. Therefore, Bahag enumerates it as one mitzvah. And we can also understand what we paskin in Pesachim, Sadi Aleph Amid Beis, the Rambam, Perakei Milchus Korban Pesach, that Noshim are obligated in Pesach Rishon, but it's a Pesach Sheni is only Rishus. Why? If they're chayiv in the mitzvah, they're chayiv in the mitzvah. But now we understand, no. This is not a mitzvah on Yechidim. Yechidim, women be chayiv like everybody else. But this is a mitzvah tziburit. Women aren't chayiv. Men are the men of the community. We're more involved in the public form. But this is not for the women. They do the private mitzvahs, but not the mitzvahs at tzibur. So therefore, they're not chayiv in Pesach Sheni. That's the unbelievable mahalach we have here in the Inyan of Pesach Sheni, and we should be zorich of a karav mamish lechom and azvachum and apsochim l'ratzon l'Hashem and mirtz Hashem b'Yerushalayim habnuya b'mehirav v'yameinu amein v'yameinu shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.